as a car. You love me so much. You've taken me too far.
Look. Career was over. That was it. After this album, they'd probably never be able to do another album again. This one's so damn bad. Yeah, that's what I say. Yeah, some pretty disappointing lives there, those people. But anyway, now, before we do the song of Space Eater, I have to introduce to you the guy the song's about. He's all the way from moving fabulous in Deer Park, Texas, home of the fabulous Shell Oil Refinery. He's the Captain of a Wonderful World, Mr. Simon himself of the Big Mouth Bass. Let's have a warm champagne welcome for Mitchell and Jimbo. I need your help on this one. It's called the Jimbo Song.
It's a great time, and now it's time. No matter where I'm at, guys to make it. I think 4 or 5 apiece.
First shot?
Yeah.
All right, album number 7.
Yeah.
Revival, we didn't do another album for a really long time after Revival. Well, we did a Christmas album. That's right, I'm not going to stand up here in the middle of March and do a Christmas album. Okay, let's do a Christmas song. Recent album, Laughing and Crying with the Reverend Hort Heat. Here's a little song that's all about the juxtaposition between rockabilly guys and death metal guys. We'll be right back.
like you and your brother are bad influences. With your damn tattoos and military blazers.
Yeah, we could get both probably with this
here. Adam's been a military strong.
Yeah, this is where Adam is.
For the first baby song tonight, the goddamn Gallows. Let's have a great round of recognition for the second band you saw tonight, Larry and his Flask. All right, hey, it's great to be back in Champaign, and our set list is officially ended, which means that
I hope to meet your dad one day.
there are lonely guys and they're saying the same thing. Well, I was wondering on my phone about the poets and how the poets are born. A little character to the blind, you know, plays about 100 feet high. Got a bunch of bells and something, so give it your arm. Shut down the bell open, and Randy's eyes are prize. A bunch of marks and baggies, and kick my rocks and slide. Such a little sample of my crazy brother Joe. He stated that a bank can steal, said, or this I know. So I load up them bales in my big bottom truck, headed west for Dallas, where I would try my luck. I didn't have a notion if I could sell them there. 30 minutes later, I was a millionaire. I sold my farm in Texas, bought a farm down in Peru. And when I get so sick, I think I'm going insane. I travel back to Texas with a little flyer boy. There's a funny point from the flyer boys. Got a hood of drugs, and I think just the same. There's a funny point like that point. I'm not changing people by the little flyer boy.
Yeah.
Tempo songs, and you know, we play live, that's what we do. We like we kind of pound it, you know. Every song's fast, faster, fast, hard. You know, even our little country songs, like they're going, but, you know what I mean? Our albums have some pretty cool slow songs, I think. I'm gonna have to do a slow song. I'm gonna stop and do a slow song. Okay, we got a box set coming out. 25 years, 25 to life box set for 25 years of Reverend Horn Deep Nonsense. I don't think the song is on there, but I don't remember. We did it so long ago. But this song has been in more TV shows and movies than any of our other songs, so...
Late at night, baby's sleeping. You won't hear my alarm song. Too much face last night. I got Thank you. upright bass player from Sputnik.
You know, and you know, these guys are not just crew people, they're artists. And Paul Alonzo over here is a really cool guitar player, songwriter. He's also a great illustrator. The guy can really draw. He's getting better all the time. You know, our tour manager back here with our sound guy is a guy named Roy Stuntley. And Roy Stuntley was the bass player for a great band called the Suicide Machines from that time. And then Joel Hendricks is our merch guy, and he was in HFL and a lot of influential hardcore bands in Southern California, the early punk rock days, Orange County and stuff. And he's a writer too. He's really got some great stuff coming out. So, and then our lighting director is a great singer, songwriter, and guitar player. His name is Hoss, and we're gonna get Hoss out here to sing a pretty song right now. Hoss, come sing the people a pretty song right now.
You guys ready?
back here behind me, the fashion killer from Onesha Villa, Tennessee, Polly Simmons.
Yeah! Eldridge Booker, facing out of cars, probably drinking coffee, smoking big cigars. I know I had it coming up. I know I can't be. Those people keep it moving. That's what George is. I'm